It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Much of Wisconsin is experiencing hazardous air quality this week as wildfire smoke from Canada and Minnesota blows across the state.
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources issued an air quality advisory with conditions ranging from unhealthy for sensitive groups to very unhealthy or hazardous in some areas.
The smoke hit earliest and hardest in northern Wisconsin, where residents like Brenda Bodine of Superior said even a short time outside caused her eyes to burn and irritated her throat.
I don't remember it ever being like this. Last year or the year before, I don't believe it was this bad. You could smell it, but it didn't block out the sun.
We're getting a better sense now of how this wildfire smoke is impacting Wisconsin and what to expect from the reduced air quality. Danielle Kading is a reporter covering the environment in northern Wisconsin for WPR's Superior Bureau. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, you in Superior got it first and worst, it looks like, as I watch the air quality maps. Paint us a picture of life in Superior right now amid all this smoke.
Yeah, you know, first we were dealing with the extreme heat, and then yesterday morning I could smell the smoke before I even stepped outside. And it's like when you sit next to a bonfire and you can still smell it on your hair and your clothes. That's what it's like right now. Like the sky was so thick with smoke yesterday that you couldn't see across the harbor. And I was out there this morning. I could see a little bit of blue sky, but I still really couldn't see the Duluth Lift Bridge. It's just like a faint outline of it. You can't see across the harbor to Superior. And so, you know, like there's just a lot of shifting from gray to yellow to orange, and one resident even said you could taste the smoke in the air. So yeah, it's not ideal out there.
And as I'm watching the numbers, I mean, compared to even the worst of the Canadian wildfire smoke a couple of years ago, your numbers are higher than I had seen here. 500s, 1,000 I'm seeing by Lake Superior. I mean, are people taking precautions here? Are you seeing people change the way they live their lives?
You know, I really haven't seen too much of that. I have seen people around wearing masks, but there's also a lot of people outside who are like mowing their lawns, they're riding bikes, they're walking around. I talked to one guy yesterday who's working on his friend's deck. You know, there's kind of an attitude among some that this is temporary and you can't stop living.
What kind of health concerns are medical professionals worried about from this kind of smoke?
Well, you know, wildfire smoke can cause respiratory issues like shortness of breath, coughing, and inflammation of the lungs that worsens asthma or emphysema or COPD. But it also increases the risk of heart disease or heart attacks because these tiny particles in the wildfire smoke can get into the bloodstream. And I think Clean Wisconsin put out an analysis yesterday that estimated this smoke can cause 250 premature deaths each year in Wisconsin.
And where is all this smoke coming from? Where is the range of fires that we're inhaling right now in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us up here, a lot of it is coming from northern Minnesota and Canada as well. But, you know, the last I had seen, there were 15 fires and 4 in the boundary waters that were actively burning. And those numbers are changing daily. I think they had said at last count around 55,000 acres had burned so far in northern Minnesota, and officials were saying some of that would burn until it snows. And in Canada, you know, there's more than 800.
Until it snows? This is July.
Yeah, until it snows. Yeah, I mean, because these are really remote areas, yeah, and it's hard to get into. And so they're going to be protecting life and property. But, you know, if it's remote and there's no risk, I think that the approach right now is to let that burn out. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of fires in Canada right now, a lot of acreage burned. I think it was roughly 6 million acres. And it's just expanded a lot in the last week because of these hot, dry, windy conditions.
And finally, Danny, as a reporter and a local resident there, I'm sure you're watching for when this is going to lift. Any signs that this is going to go away for you anytime soon?
Well, I am eager to hear what Craig has to say about that. You know, I was seeing from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency that they're expecting it at least through Friday to be pretty bad up here. And, you know, still like two, three times what's considered hazardous up here. So it's, for now, there's no relief in the immediate future.
Danny, thanks and stay safe.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, reporter covering the environment in northern Wisconsin for our Superior Bureau at WPR, with us to share her reporting on the wildfire smoke in Wisconsin. We're checking in on how long this pollution could stick around and what residents can do to limit the impact. Craig Czarnecki is Air Management Outreach Coordinator at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Craig, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
We've had wildfire smoke years in the past. Craig, how does the severity of this smoke compare?
We're definitely seeing more significant impacts with this wildfire smoke episode compared to previous years. In fact, I will just start by letting everyone know we are going to be extending the advisory through noon tomorrow. So that's statewide. And then at which point we'll reassess again tomorrow morning. So we'll see, what's going to happen. There's a chance that we'd have to extend again for parts of eastern Wisconsin and then maybe along the Lake Superior shoreline as well. But for now, we are extending that advisory until noon Friday, and then we'll revisit and see where we're at there. But the levels we're seeing, I know statewide, widespread, very unhealthy to that hazardous level on the air quality index scale. Those are, some of the highest levels that we've recorded. And then, the reason being, these fires are in close proximity, especially to northwest Wisconsin there that got hit particularly hard yesterday and is having more effects today. But really, the significant smoke impacts, the proximity for us is the big one. Beyond that, weather conditions such as the wind, our temperatures, and the low humidity, that contributes to fire behavior, smoke accumulation as well. Winds bring a fresh supply of oxygen to the fire, and that's able to push the fire into new fuels. And then we've just had, really, really hot weather. We've had dry winds. So you combine all that, and that causes wildfires to grow very rapidly. And that's exactly what we saw happen over the last 10 days or so in northern Minnesota.
Right, that proximity. In years past, when we've had smoke in Wisconsin, it was from far western Canada. The smoke went way up and then came back down on us here. And I thought, okay, well, this smoke, it's nearby. It'll go way up and come down further east. Well, Rob was really wrong. And that proximity, is that what's leading to these much higher concentrations of particulates that we're worried about?
Yeah, the proximity is definitely the big one for us. Just these fires are closer than typically, than we've seen the last few years. Like you said, Western Canada, in 2023, we had some way out in Quebec. So that smoke had to travel a lot farther to get here. But then just so on top of the proximity, then just, you put all these like perfect conditions for extreme fire growth, and that just created a massive amount of smoke as well. So kind of a 1-2 punch there.
We heard from Danny in Superior, which has taken a lot of the worst of this. A lot of people out and about living their daily lives like normal. In your department at the DNR, are you recommending we change our behavior if we're in, especially in these hazardous areas?
Yeah, certainly. We're definitely recommending if you're in that hazardous, you want to be avoiding all outdoor physical activity. Stay indoors, if you can, especially if you're in one of those sensitive groups, if you're, children, the elderly, anyone with any kind of asthma, bronchitis, any kind of respiratory, heart, or lung diseases, you really, really want to be staying indoors during this event. And then even healthy people, stay indoors, avoid outdoor physical activity during this episode is really what we're trying to encourage here.
This is, of course, school summer program season, lots of outdoor programs. Are you making recommendations to people holding outdoor events, especially ones that involve kids?
Yeah, certainly. And a great example, I have two kids in a summer program here in Madison. They were supposed to go to the Milwaukee Zoo today for a
Wow.
field trip. That got canceled, which was obviously the right decision there. So they'll be spending time indoors today. So DNR, we communicate with the Department of Public Instruction and the Department of Health, letting them know, when these events and episodes are coming. This one is, quite extreme. So we wanted to give people enough time to kind of plan around this and make alternative options, definitely, to be avoiding the outdoors here.
What is the best way for people to watch for air quality conditions in their local area to know if they're in that hazardous zone?
Yeah, so there's a couple of good resources online. We have our air quality web map on our website, although it's been so busy the last day or two, it's running a little slower than we like, so we're working on getting that fixed right now. But then the EPA has a fire and smoke map that's also a great resource people can check out. That has all of our regulatory monitor locations and levels on it, and then also people who have low-cost sensors can include their data on that network as well. So it really helps fill in a lot of the spatial gaps there. So the EPA fire and smoke map, and then the DNR's air quality map are two good places to check there.
Now, you broke the news. You've extended the warning until tomorrow at noon, at which time you'll reevaluate what goes into that decision tomorrow at noon to say, okay, we're done, or we extend this.
Yeah, that's a great question. So kind of what we're looking at right now, we do expect to see some clearing of smoke kind of from west to east throughout the day tomorrow as some southerly winds pick up. So it's going to depend on how strong those winds get and just how much clearing is actually able to take place. And like I said, it will be possible we'll have to extend the advisory for eastern Wisconsin, especially places along the Lake Michigan shoreline. And then also places along Lake Superior as well, as the lake effect, just like it can affect, weather, it can also affect concentrations of smoke, kind of trap those near the shorelines. So we'll be looking at, how the wind cleans things up for us tomorrow, and then kind of where things are still settled and where we might need to extend that advisory yet.
Well, I'll let you get back to it, Craig. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time and having me on this morning.
That's Craig Czarnecki, Air Management Outreach Coordinator at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, with us today to share the latest on wildfire smoke polluting air around the state. Earlier, we heard from WPR reporter Danielle Kading in Superior about how that area has experienced some of the worst air quality conditions. Share your stories, your pictures. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.